Attention listeners, AfterSight's annual hike is coming up on July 27th.
It was a really good experience for me.
Visit aftersight.org/hike and become an audio trekker today.
That hike today gave me so much courage.
Welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Jonathan Price.
I'm Evan Starnes.
And together, we're bringing you news, tech, and information about blind technologies.
Being blind doesn't mean you have to stop living.
We're going to show you just how possible it is to live the life you want. Well, I'm halfway frozen, thawed out. It's been the weirdest weather day I have seen in Colorado in a while.
Yeah. Weird, gloomy, and unexpected are a few good words that could describe today as we're recording this. It is currently freezing cold outside. It feels like it. And we had something I'd never heard of called a snow squall. And I guess
I didn't even know what that was.
No. And I was literally getting ready for work and my Carrot weather app was like, oh yeah, there's going to be a snow squall this morning. I'm like, okay, I'll be all right. What the heck is a snow squall? And I grab a ride and the dude just does not get any closer. He's just sitting there. And then all of a sudden I hear this like noise from on my window and I'm like, what? And then it's bloody snowing. And it's like not just snowing, it's blowing and it's wet, sleety. Yeah. So apparently it's a random snowstorm that'll just like pop up out of nowhere unexpectedly.
Super icy roads, super fun. And yeah, it was. But then what's even more funny is that by like 3 o'clock, all the roads were dry. Yeah.
And
they're all dry.
You would have never even known it snowed.
And I was like, but. No, I got 3 inches at my house. I measured it. I got 3 inches of snow at my house. And now in front of my house in the street, it's gone.
Yeah.
Just gone.
But we hope you all stayed safe out there. My Lord.
Dude, for sure. Yeah. It was interesting. It was fun. Welcome to Colorado. Welcome to Blind Level Tech. Jonathan Price and Evan Starnes joining you for another fantastic episode. We're very excited to have you on. And if you guys have questions, we want to make sure you get your questions in. So yeah, get them heard. Feedback at aftersight.org or visit us or give us a phone call. You can reach out to us.
720-712-8856.
That is our voicemail line, so feel free to reach us there. Also, we really appreciate if you guys could give us a like and subscribe on Facebook, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all those wonderful things. We'd really appreciate that, especially leaving a review on Apple Podcasts really helps this show grow. So, that's kind of all the announcements I've got. Evan, do you have any announcements?
Yes,
going
sir.
Into our episode?
Yes, sir. Go for it. Yeah, so we've actually got a new discount code live for our AfterSight podcast shout outs. And so, yeah, if you have a special message you want to leave for somebody, you know, a love message or a congratulatory message you'd like any of our original hosts to read, you can go to aftersight.org/podcast-shoutout and use the code EGG with a capital E and get 50% off that shout out. We also got an exciting new sports podcast in the works, and there are going to be some changes coming to this show, BLT, but we won't spoil those just yet.
Yep. No, we've got some pretty big changes. And so I'm excited to announce that the podcast Game Changers, a blind sports podcast, will be launching at either the end of May or the very first week of June. And so be on the lookout for that. It's going to be super awesome, dedicated to blind athletes and just outdoor adventure, sports, recreation, not to mention the indoor stuff. We'll cover everything from Olympics to regular sports to hiking to biking to you name it. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Indeed.
I'm very excited for
Me
that.
Me too.
All right. Well, Evan, we got some tech news. What you got? There's a new skill out. There's a new app that you're recommending.
Well, yeah. And these have been out for a while, but they I feel like a lot of people don't know that they exist, and they're super helpful apps. Well, they're fun, actually. One of them is really helpful, and the other one's really fun. So the helpful one first is an app called Watcher Minder. So especially here in the desert, arid, the like pretty much arid state of Colorado, it is incredibly important that you stay hydrated regardless of the season. And sometimes it's nice to have just a friendly little gentle reminder to tell you to, you know, take a drink of water. And this app does that and more. It's pretty cool. You can actually set up a different sound, you know, to play to basically notify you, and you can log other drinks as well, from anything from coffee to alcohol to soda, and it basically will allow you to track the amount of water you've consumed and kind of just help you, you know, hold accountable and stay hydrated. Nice. And the other one is completely opposite of what of this, but that such as
so it's telling you to not drink water.
No, but it's like a completely different style of a completely different category. And it's a smart Alexa skill. I don't want to wake anybody's smart speakers up here. And it's called Splash Music. And it's kind of totally gimmicky, but if you're, you know, bored and you want to, you know, make some really cheesy music, this is basically a skill that will allow you to give it a prompt. You could say like, make a song about sandwiches, and you could make a rap song about sandwiches, and it'll take that prompt and it'll make you some really crappy but hilarious one.
It sounds like something my 7-year-old would do.
Oh, it's funny. No, my first one, surprise surprise, was about farts.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know.
Yeah. The kids on the way home from school today, I have to say this, that they were talking about what they learned in school, and they were learning about turtles and the fact that turtles can breathe out of their butts. And I turned to my daughter and I said, I bet that would make the inhale taste rather interesting. And so she was like, Dad, I'm so glad none of my friends are in the car, because I'd be so embarrassed right now. So funny.
Sometimes, but anyway, it's okay, we digress. 12-year-old to come out.
So sorry for the lack of professionalism. And if you enjoy that kind of stuff, then this is a once in a lifetime offer. So I appreciate you not turning us off. Those are very cool apps and skills. And thanks for those recommendations, Evan. It's been interesting to talk through not only these apps and skills, but the evolution of technology when it comes to things like kitchen appliances and home furnishings. And I know the HomePod has become really popular in automating everything in your home. And you purchased last week an air fryer, and we're super excited. And we got it. You got it hooked up, and it's all ready to go. So tell us about that whole experience and what you've seen so far.
Yeah, so I've been in need of an air fryer personally, as I find them a lot more convenient than your oven or gas range sometimes or what have you. And I wanted something that had smarts, that had Wi-Fi, well, specifically Wi-Fi integration, so I could use it with a smartphone app or a smart speaker. And you know, I was doing a lot of research, and I found one that really not only checked all the box stuff, but it had some pretty unique features as well. So yes, a little before last week, I purchased the Kosari Pro 3 Dual Blaze Air Fryer. Nice. And it's got a whole bunch of other, you know, things. It's got this thermal, it's an adaptive thermal cooking technology. I think it's just to make sure your food cooks more evenly, I guess. But yeah. I got that, and it came last Friday. And of course, me being who I am, I opened it on the spot immediately and got it set up with the VSync app. And that is the app that this air fryer uses to interface both, you know, with you and your phone, and also with smart speakers. So, the specific things I like about this air fryer are, well, its companion app is quite accessible out of the box, and it doesn't really have like a whole lot of craziness going on its control panel. A lot of those air fryers out there have like a knob to scroll through different options and all these crazy different buttons and, you know, and they're touch sensitive. Now this does have touch sensitive buttons, but you really don't need to use them if you have the app.
Right.
And, yeah, so I got that set up and it took me probably about, took 3 or 4 minutes to get set up. So, All I had to do was find the power button on the top of the, on the control panel, hold that down, and it got, it put the unit into setup mode and then allowed me to, the app pretty much, you basically go into the app, hit add device, and then select the device you're trying to add. And in this case, I picked air fryer, and it literally just discovered the air fryer. The air fryer beeped, and then it already had my Wi-Fi network saved because I have a smart humidifier that uses the same app.
Nice.
And so all I had to do was just hit connect and boom, I was
nice.
I was in business.
So what's the first thing you made?
Honestly, the first thing I made was a whole pack of bacon because I bought it specifically just to make sure this thing worked and I got hungry. So I just made a whole pack of bacon and ate that whole pack of bacon because I can't help myself.
That is the most man thing you could have ever said if putting into an air fryer. That's absolutely fantastic.
Right. Well, and then actually I followed that up yesterday, last night. I was like, man, I need to make food. And me, for me, food is something that I need, but it's not some, like, unless I'm cooking for other people besides myself, I'm just like, okay, let's just check this box off tonight. What's the most easiest thing I can throw together? I had some pork and I had some tortilla shell, or no, they weren't.
There you go.
They were tortillas. And so I actually threw together some, a couple of pork tacos and threw those in the air fryer for 6 minutes. And oh my goodness, those bad boys were some of the crispiest, well-cooked tacos.
I love that.
Now, this air fryer has a very unique feature. And I think it's actually, at least from the internet searching I've done, I think it's the first of its kind and the only one out there to have this feature. So it's called a double blaze air fryer because besides having your traditional spiral coil and fan above the food, it actually also has a heating coil underneath the air fry basket. And this is really nice because it essentially means you don't have to, with your traditional basket air fryers, you typically have to take the food, the basket out for a minute, shake it around, and then put it back in like halfway through the cooking process.
Yeah.
This one, you don't have to do that at all. You just turn it on, it cooks your food, it goes beep, you eat your food.
That's the way I like it. Now, if it, we're getting dangerously close to the Star Trek days where we have food replicators just replicating all of our food. And so I'm going to be very excited when that happens, even though I love to cook. Yeah, so that air fryer sounds pretty amazing. And you did something unique. And we're going to play, you created a demo. And it's such a cool demo that we are going to play that for you now. So this sounds going to be a little bit different. So bear in mind with us, if you're going to hear a lot of beeps, a lot of sounds, and then Evan's going to walk you through the entire process. So without further ado, here's this air fryer demo.
All right. So we are now in my kitchen, as you can tell by the echo, standing directly in front of this Kosari Pro 3 Dual Blaze air fryer. And we're going to do a little demo of it. So first of all, I'll describe the air fryer, kind of what it looks like. It's quite large. It's about maybe a little less than a foot tall. And it's, unlike a lot of the other basket air fryers out there, it's round, or no, it's square. A lot of them are round. So yeah, it's a kind of a tall square box, basically. You got this kind of vent near the top rear that is for sucking in cold air. You got the Kosari branding. And then you've got this angled touch panel with all of your controls on it. And then below that, you have kind of the front of the unit with your handle. And of course, you pull that out and it reveals your basket. And the basket's quite simple. It's very large. You could totally roast, and I'm going to try this, an entire like chicken in this thing easily. But the cool part about this is that if you were to reach inside where the air fryer basket goes, you've got your standard spiral shaped coil on the top with your fan. And then on the bottom,
you have another heating coil, and that's part of the dual blaze. So yes, there's actually a coil below the basket, and that's nice because that means that you don't have to pull the basket out every few minutes and shake whatever you're cooking. Like if you're cooking fries, more than likely with this thing, they're just going to come out evenly cooked without any human intervention, which is awesome. Now, another important thing, when you are setting up this air fryer for the first time with the app, you are going to need to figure out where the power button is. And the power button on the control panel is on the extreme left side of it. So what I'd recommend for anybody, if you haven't put bump dots on this thing, I'm not going to actually put bump dots on mine, is find the bottom left corner of the touch panel and then feel up about maybe an inch and then feel sort of to the right and you'll find it and it'll beep when you push it. And you want to actually hold that button down to put the unit in setup mode, and that will allow you to set it up with the app. Now, the last cool thing I really wanted to demonstrate is the smart speaker integration, because you can integrate the, well, any VSync enabled products, including this one, with smart speakers, whether it be your Amazon or Google Home, not the HomePod though, unfortunately. But the cool part is that once it's integrated, and we will censor wake words, for those, so we don't trigger anybody's smart speakers. But once it's integrated, you can say, Alexa, air fry at 400 degrees for 2 minutes.
Air fry for 2 minutes at 400.
And as you can tell, it's quite instant. Now, the machine itself makes a bit of noise. It's not the quietest I've heard. It's also not unbearable. It's a pretty relaxing noise. Now, if I pull the basket out, it immediately will stop. And then the thing I like about this is if you put the basket in, it fires up and you don't have to find the start button. That being said, the start button is actually on the opposite side of the control panel, and pushing it will pause the unit. And this is also an important key thing to remember too, and I didn't mention this before, but if you're using the air fryer with the VSync app and you're setting it from the app, it will not start the unit for you. You're going to need to set, you can set your time, your temperature, but then once you hit, I believe it's start cooking or just start, the unit will beep and then it will prompt you to go over and hit the start button on the air fryer itself. I think that's for safety purposes, which I don't know. It's interesting that the smart speaker side of things doesn't do that. If you want to pause the air fryer for whatever reason, you can also ask your smart speaker to pause air fryer, and it will do that. But yes, that's a little demo of this Kosari air fryer. Back to the show.
Even though I'm not blind, I'm pretty sold. It sounds kind of fun. Now, does this also connect to Apple HomePods?
Unfortunately, it doesn't. It's really hard to find devices that are HomeKit enabled. Yeah, this one does not. It does work with Google Home or Amazon's Assistant. But yeah, it sadly doesn't. But I hope you guys enjoyed that little demonstration. And am I not the only one that's impressed at the lack of latency when you just say air fry at 350 degrees for 2 minutes and then ding, and it's instant. The thing just fires up.
The
crazy.
That's super cool. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. So what are you going to cook next, Evan?
Well, actually tonight I've gotten an entire frozen chicken breast, so I'm going to cook that. And I've been trying to eat a lot healthier because I've been eating a lot out of the box because I just moved in and all. Right. But I bought like some broccoli and cauliflower, so I'm probably going to boil that and have that on the side.
Okay.
And, you know, it should be pretty good. Nothing extravagant, but, you know, yummy.
Nice. Well, all this talk of food is making me hungry, and I'm going to go get ready to make some dinner. So I think it's actually time for our
sandwich of the week.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you apparently have a sandwich because you've been eating sandwiches.
Yeah, I've actually been trying to make that a thing. I eat at least one sandwich a week just for this show. So I went to a place with my buddy last week, and it's nothing super special, but it's delicious. It's a place called Charlie's.
Oh, I love Charlie's.
Yeah. I don't know if we've mentioned them on the show before, but my goodness, they have some seriously good Sammies.
Absolutely.
I got me a, oh my gosh, a buffalo chicken sandwich.
Oh, and, dude, I love those.
Oh, yeah. And this thing had like, I typically will remove certain things, particularly mayonnaise, just because it makes it greasier or more greasy, okay. I guess.
Yep.
But I didn't. I was like, you know what? We're going to go all in and have everything on this bad boy. Now,
nice.
This sandwich was a lot. I mean, it had tomatoes and lettuce and obviously mayonnaise and buffalo sauce and, you know.
Provolone and it cheese. Was a very thick,
yeah, it did have provolone.
Yep.
And oh my gosh, it was very spicy. So if you're not a spicy foods person, I'd have a hard time recommending this.
Yeah. For sure. Well, they cook it so uniquely. So if you don't know what Charlie's is, they cook all of their food. They cook their meat right in front of you. So their steak, the chicken, the pork, everything is cooked right in front of you. So you don't, it's not prepackaged stuff. So you know it's fresh, which is really cool. And then they cook it on this like flat top griddle right in front of you as you're kind of going down this conveyor belt or this line type thing. I really enjoyed their chicken California. It's so good. Oh, and their fries. Oh, heaven help me. And then they're with their chili and their ultimate loaded fries. Okay. Maybe I'm going to go to a box Charlie's.
Come to my place. I have a whole box of ultimate fries that I need to eat.
Nice. I'm going to go a little bit different direction because it was cold yesterday. And we, I'm going to do just a basic turkey and cheese with some pepper jack cheese. I like it spicy and some mustard and jalapeno pieces and then grill both sides of it, get it all nice and melty. And then I'm going to get a bowl of potato soup to dunk that sucker in. I like to eat my soup and salad kind of in one bite. And that's kind of where I live. It's, it's really, really quite yummy. So I don't know if any of you out there are soup dunkers. It is. It's gigantically comforting. Gigantically comforting? Sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah, I like that quite a bit. And plus, it's actually a good it's a great sandwich to throw in an air fryer too. So.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea. Maybe I'll bring some stuff over. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's been a fun episode. Anything else that you want to talk about when it comes to air fryers, any kitchen appliances, anything like that?
Well, I did want to conclude with the specifically the Kasari air fryer. Pricing wise, for those who are curious, you can pick this bad boy up on Amazon for $179.99. And they do have some other models out there from Kasari. They have one called the Kasari Turbo, and that's just a cheaper version. It doesn't have the dual blaze technology, but great product either way. There are other different types of air fryers out there. Obviously, there are hundreds of different kinds. It's a very saturated market. And there, plenty of them do have Wi-Fi built in. Mm-hmm. But I'm not entirely sure. I haven't tested it. And I couldn't find any information on if they're accessible, if their apps are good, what it's like to get set up. So I definitely recommend to anybody that's looking for maybe a different brand of air fryer, before you get the product, get the app, actually get the companion app first and just see what the onboarding process is like, because if it has a crummy, like, you know, account creation process and it's not super accessible, odds are you're not going to have the best time using the product.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. And there are different shapes and sizes of air fryers. You have ones that are toaster oven style, and then you have the basket style ones like I have, and you even have dome style ones where the entire unit comes off of this big giant basket. It's really good for like large items, I think, but yeah, different types, but this is the one that comes highly recommended from myself. And yeah, if you're looking for a smart Wi-Fi air fryer, definitely go and snag this one.
Yeah, it's also, I want to make sure that everybody knows we are not paid to talk about this air fryer or do any sort of sponsorship or anything like that. So this is just, you know, two guys yapping about food and air fryers. So yeah,
I found this accessible and I really wanted to promote it because it's hard to find something like that sometimes.
Agreed. Well, I've had a lot of fun talking about this stuff, and it's made me hungry, and I'm going to go eat.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Again, if you have any questions, comments, shoot us an email, feedback@aftersight.org, or give us a call on our voicemail line, 720-712-8856. All right. Well, that was fun, Evan.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. Thanks, man. And I totally enjoyed it. I love doing this every single week. And we're definitely glad you guys continue to listen. We've gotten a lot of good feedback on this show and are continuing to work to improve it and just, you know, keep delivering a product that you guys enjoy listening to. So thank you always, everybody, for your continued listenership, support, feedback, questions, comments, what have you. We love it. We love to hear from you guys. So y'all are wonderful out there.
Yeah. So thank you guys for being able to be a part of BLT. And so on behalf of the entire AfterSight family, Evan Starnes, my name is Jonathan Price.
Don't forget to plug in your devices.